Are you ready for Microcast Monday on the CJ Evolution Podcast? Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Microcast Monday. I hope the start of the week is going great for you. Happy Monday. Monday should not be a day to avoid and to be depressed about. It should be a day that you're pumped about, that you're excited for, because it's a brand new week, a brand new day, and you have countless opportunities in front of you. So what are you doing to move that needle to where you want to go? So here are some tips and suggestions you can implement immediately. If you're doing these, more power to you, great, you're on the right path. But for those of you who are not doing these, I strongly encourage that you implement these immediately because it will change your life. You've heard this many times before, but you need to start your day with gratitude. There are so many things going on in the world. I know your life is complicated and you got all kinds of stuff going on. I get it. I've been there. I'm there right now. My life is complicated. I got a lot of stuff going on, but I always start the day off in gratitude. Before my feet even hit the floor, I am thanking God, whoever you believe in, that I woke up, that you woke up, that you have a roof over your head, that you have food to eat, that you have medical treatment. You live in the greatest country in the world. You have so much to be grateful for. So first of all, start your day in gratitude. If you dig deep, I guarantee you, you're going to have something to be grateful for. You should be grateful for a lot of things in your life. The next thing you need to do, if you're not doing it already, is journal. Write your thoughts down every day, your goals, your aspirations, whatever you want to do. It is so important. Research has shown that when we write things down, we visualize it more and they're more apt to come to fruition. So journal, even if it's for a few minutes a day. I usually journal for about 15 to 20 minutes a day. I write down my dreams, my goals, my aspirations, whatever I want to accomplish within the week, year, quarterly, whatever. You need to journal. It is so important to write things down because, first of all, we can't remember everything. So if you have a great idea for a business, a book, or a side gig, you need to write it down because we will forget it if we don't. And it's so healthy to journal and write things down, to put your thoughts on paper. The next thing is fitness. We've talked about it many, many times before, but really, you need to take care of yourself, folks. All the stuff that is going in law enforcement, all the bad press, it takes a toll on us. I know, I've been there. I talk to many officers all the time, and they're stressed out, but they don't eat right. They're not taking care of each other or themselves. You need to take care of yourself. It is so important that you exercise, that you have a good nutrition plan, and you can do it. I don't care what you're doing out there. I don't want excuses about you're working graveyards. You don't have the time to eat right. Make the time to eat right. Folks, you need to take care of yourself because if you're not taking care of yourself, how are you going to take care of other people? The last tip I would give you is every day, read something that's inspirational. Put inspirational food into your body. You know, you need to surround yourself with people that are uplifting, that are pushing you up. The job is hard enough as it is, folks, but have that balance, all right? You know, have people outside of law enforcement that are pushing you up. Again, it's not a lot knock on the brave men and women who do a great job every day, but you and I know that it's an inherently toxic environment. If you have cops that are positive and are upbeat and that are jazzed and are pumped, and more power to you. But if you don't, you need to surround yourself. Get other friends. Surround yourself with people who are pumping you up. Read inspirational readings and motivational readings and people and authors that are going to pump you up, folks. I know it sounds cheesy to some people out there. Trust me, it'll change your life. Again, you are who you surround yourself with. You are who you read. You are who you eat. Again, take care of yourself, folks. Now more than ever, you need to take care of yourself because when you do that, you're going to be able to take care of everybody else. Folks, I hope you have a fantastic week. Stay tuned for great guests on the CJ Evolution podcast. Head over to the website, cjevolution.com. See all the archive episodes that we have. See all of our sponsors and give us that 5-star rating on iTunes, folks. Until next time, take care and be safe.